95.5 GLO. Bremer Jewelry has done a lot for St. Jude. I have Ashley from Bremer Jewelry with me today. I've heard of Bremer Jewelry, but I've never been there. Can you kind of explain your stores?
Sure.
Explain the whole idea of it.
Well, it's easy for me because it's my family. We are a small local jewelry store that is full service. So we do everything. We didn't start that way. I think we're turning 64 this year.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so we started off back in the 50s as like a watch shop. And so Ernie and Jane Bremer had this little store where they did some jewelry repair, but sold clocks. And my family got involved and started doing metal smithing and custom design. And we've really evolved over the years to be this full service jewelry store where we have a gem lab, we do appraisals, we repair jewelry, but we also have a beautiful selection of diamonds and fashion jewelry and engagement rings. And we have 36 employees, which is awesome. As a small business, being able to say that because of what we do every day, 36 families get to be supported and have something to look forward to every day is awesome. And I'm blessed because I get to work with my mom and my dad every day. Most people wouldn't say that, but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, that's great. I love that. You have this really great story because St. Jude is really well known nationally, but we have such a benefit of it helping our community directly with the Midwest affiliate right here in Peoria. But you have this really great connection to St. Jude. I want to talk about that real fast.
St. Jude is very important to this community. And you know, our story with St. Jude goes back so far that I don't think maybe a lot of people know now because it's been so long. But my parents, I'm very proud to say, you know, have owned Bremer Jewelry. It's been in my family longer than I have, since 1984. And my birth dad actually was one of the original St. Jude patients.
Oh my gosh.
So he received treatment and had a successful battle against cancer and grew to be a very talented goldsmith and work at Bremer Jewelry and make it kind of this local staple that it is today. And unfortunately, he got re-diagnosed and eventually lost his battle with cancer. But that tie to St. Jude has always been totally woven in everything that the family at Bremer Jewelry does. And so it's not really a question of if we're going to participate or this great event came around. It's kind of just part of who we are. St. Jude and Bremer Jewelry will always be one.
I love that. The community really supports St. Jude very well. What kind of response have you seen?
First of all, this town is ridiculous. Anyone listening right now knows that going to charity events is kind of like your hobby.
Right.
Because there is no shortage of generous groups of people wanting to help. There's an event every weekend. And with being a part of St. Jude and really supporting them throughout their various efforts throughout the year, obviously Dream Home is big and exciting, but they have so many other things that help. Our customers, they know, and that's what it's all about. The pleasure, the joy of owning your own business and being that small business is that you can turn right around and give back to that community that has supported you so wonderfully over the past 63 years now for Bremer Jewelry. Yeah, I would definitely say that that's a small community for you.
It's just how we are here, right? You mentioned earlier about your dad being a very talented goldsmith, and that kind of ties into this amazing prize that if you buy your ticket today, that's the only chance you have
that's
to win
it.
This. So can explain what you can win today.
Yep. So tickets are on sale, and it's, I think, up until midnight. If you buy your tickets, you get entered to win this custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry from Bremer. Custom jewelry and jewelry making used to be such a popular art, and these days, I mean, if we are lucky enough to have four goldsmiths in our stores that work on jewelry, they do repair, they do custom, that's fairly unheard of in a market of our size. If we were to go out and look for another goldsmith, I mean, it's just a skill set. People aren't going to school to become a jewelry designer. And so we are so blessed. We are so fortunate to have these very talented gentlemen on our team. And because Les was known and his passion was for crafting jewelry and making it just for one person, that has been the heart of what we've decided to do with the Dream Home. And so every year we have made sure that we create this very distinctive, one-of-a-kind, gorgeous piece of jewelry, not to be replicated, so that the winner really understands, just like the home is custom built, so is this prize. I wish that it could be all days of the whole contest, but you know, it's today only. And so buying your tickets today, it's just kind of like this one day only contest. If you buy them today, then you'll get entered to win. And unfortunately, you have to wait until the drawing day to find out who it is.
Right.
But I definitely would encourage people to, if you're going to donate, let's donate now. So if you don't win the home, you could win this beautiful piece of jewelry. I wish I could have brought it with me today, but there will be videos and pictures and out there today.
Yes.
So please, when you go to find your tickets, take a peek at it. It's two-tone yellow gold and white gold, very sturdy design, feature featuring several diamonds, one large princess cut diamond in the middle. It would be beautiful on any woman. Absolutely could totally rock it. And I guess, gentlemen, if you really wanted to, go for it.
Right, absolutely. Your St. Jude Dream Home tickets are on sale today. If you want the Bremer Prize, you have to get them today. You can get your tickets by calling 800-390-3196. You can go to dreamhome.org. You can also visit Kroger locations in Peoria and Tazewell counties and find more information at 955glo.com.